I'm a big fan of the Bible. I read scripture every day, and just to say that, only because I like it so much. It's just a great love of mine. Well, I tell you, there is an author who writes novels that are based on biblical stories. I want you to meet her this morning. Her name is Michelle Chenoweth, and she joins us now in light of her newest book being released called The Jealous Son. Michelle, good morning. Welcome back to Seize the Day.
Good morning, Gus. Thank you for having me back on.
Sure, it's great to have you. Thanks for being here. So now, you've written a number of books, all of them based on biblical stories, but I want you to describe what that means, based on a biblical story.
Well, it reimagines the particular story or book in the Bible in a contemporary way. So it brings out issues that we can relate to today. I choose the Old Testament stories in the Bible because I feel that they're sometimes hard to read and comprehend, and I take those in a modern-day light with contemporary characters, plot lines, but it does closely follow the Bible story and get across the message from God in that particular story.
Now, your new book called The Jealous Son follows the story, or tells the story, if you will, in a contemporary way of Cain and Abel. Why that particular story?
Well, when I usually finish the last novel, I am open to God's ideas. And there was a lot of sibling rivalry in my childhood growing up. I have a sister, and a lot of competition and in my family of origin. And then I have three children and two stepchildren now, blended family. And I see that sibling rivalry going on. I have two sons. They're now 27 and 29, and growing up, they were like best friends, but also sometimes have that love-hate relationship. And I was open, and God gave me that idea, and I ran with it.
Okay. Obviously, without giving too much away, and by the way, the book is available today. It's called The Jealous Son by Michelle Chenoweth, Chynoweth, Michelle Chenoweth. So obviously, without giving too much away, tell us a little bit about the story. And by the way, I want to let you know, Michelle, I absolutely loved the book. It was really great. And I've got a couple of little nuggets that I want to share with our listeners today and ask you about. So give us sort of an overarching overview of the story.
Okay, well, it is a modern-day murder mystery. We Bible readers know what happens generally in the story of Cain and Abel. But it comes originally from Eve's perspective. So it starts out with the Adam and Eve characters, Eliza and Alex Trellis, and they grow up in the Navajo Nation, being the original people in America. They grow up as Native Americans, and they are shunned from their homeland when they commit sins, and the tribal council bans them. They are relocate in Arizona, and they originally start out as friends, and then they fall in love, get married, and then they have two children, two sons. And they raise those sons the best they can. They're working hard, as Adam and Eve had to do. And along the way, the Cain character, Cameron Trellis, gets very jealous of his younger brother, who seems to get everything he wants and doesn't get. He's a little bit smarter in school. He feels like his parents dote on his younger brother. They're in a rock band together, and the younger brother gets the fame and fortune of the musical world. And then eventually the younger brother, Austin Trellis, gets the love of his girl. And so all of that combines to build up this anger and this envy in Cameron, and he seeks to get justice.
It's a great story, The Jealous Son by Michelle Chenoweth. So let me talk about a couple of the things, Michelle, without giving too much away here. First of all, you did a masterful job. And so here's what I would recommend, and I want to get your thoughts on this. Before someone picks up your novel, The Jealous Son, and reads it, I would say it would be a good thing to go back and read the first few chapters of the book of Genesis, just so that you are familiar with the story of Cain and Abel. Would you agree with that?
I would. I love that my stories bring people back to the Bible. That is my ultimate goal, to have someone read one of my novels, and whether or not they read the biblical story first Or they maybe they don't even have any knowledge of the Bible, and they pick up my book and read it for entertainment. But they get that message, and they realize that the Bible story itself carries a great message. They'll go back to the Bible. So whether they, I would suggest for you listeners to, right, read the Bible story first and then read my novel. But if you happen to pick up the novel and read it, definitely go back to the Bible story and you'll see, oh, that's what God was trying to tell us.
Right. Yeah, great point. Great point. And again, I just think it would be great, especially if maybe you're vaguely familiar. You know the names Cain and Abel. Well, let's see. I've heard of Cain and Abel. If you go back, you just read, because really the story in the Bible is very short. And this is one of the things that I love about your novels, is that you fill in a lot of what potentially could be the backstory. In other words, I thought to myself, what could possibly make Cain, who is, again, the character Cameron in your novel, what could possibly make him want to kill his own brother? And your story really fleshes out some scenarios about, you know, how that could happen. How could a brother actually want to kill his own brother? And then, you know, what does that look like for a family as well? So again, a masterful job. You've done really great with it. One other thing I wanted to commend you on, Michelle, this is now, of course, you know, I'm really familiar with the story of Cain and Abel, with the Bible and all that. And there was a particular line in there. First of all, you did a great job with, again, the idea of being banished from the Garden of Eden and how the parental characters were banished from their homeland, etc. So you weave all these great things in together. There's kind of a line in there that I'm not sure if anybody else is going to catch, but I want to commend you on it. In the scripture, there's a point where God speaks to Cain and says, you can master sin. You can be the master over sin. And in your book, there's a character of a doctor who says that very same thing to Cameron. Well done, Michelle. Well done.
Thank you very much. I tried to really bring out contemporary issues. I know you were talking yesterday about religion and politics, and you can't help but like deal with issues today that are morally in our lives. And so I bring out not only sibling rivalry, but the loss of a child, the opioid crisis. Cameron struggles with drug addiction, and so does Eliza. After she loses her sons, she struggles with that loss and with drug addiction. And then sanctuary cities. You know, Cain is sent out to, without giving too much away, Cain is banished east of Eden, too. And so he struggles with that, and you know, all that comes into play there. So I really try to relate to readers today so that they can see themselves in the story or relate to the story itself.
Yeah, it really is. Now, and just out of curiosity, why did you choose the Navajo Nation? I know you mentioned a moment ago that they were, you know, sort of the originals, Native Americans, if you will. And how did you research that? Because there are some very intricate details that come out in the story. And I thought to myself, wow, you'd think that she grew up there. So how did that all happen?
Well, I research each book when I bring in topics that I'm not really too familiar with, but I go with God and come up with these ideas. And so I actually, researching the Navajo Nation was really tough because they're a very private people. So friends of friends, friends who knew family members, and I tell you, I knocked on some doors and got no for an answer because they are a private people. And they said, no, we don't really want to be involved. I think there's a fear of casting them in a bad light. So I didn't give up, though, and it took me a couple of years. But I finally got hold of the PR director at Diné College out in Arizona, the Navajo Nation. It's a tribal college. And he read through the story and made sure everything was authentic. So I bring out some culture there, some neat traditions. They do read the Bible. They are Christian. Some are Catholic. And, you know, so I weave that together. And I also authenticate each book with a clergy member because I'm not the end all and be all in the Bible story. So I really want to make sure that they do authentically follow the story in the Bible.
Well, I'm not a clergy member, but I can say you've done a really good job. It follows the story very well. If you've ever been curious about the story of Cain and Abel and thought about, gee, what would that story look like today in the here and now with contemporary characters in contemporary settings, I want to highly recommend The Jealous Son by Michelle Chynoweth. It's Michelle with one L, by the way, and the last name Chynoweth. She's written a number of other novels, by the way, that also, we've had her on the program before, that also are contemporary settings of biblical stories. The Runaway Prophet, The Peacemaker, The Faithful One. So, Michelle, you're doing great work. Have you gotten a lot of positive feedback about your stories, especially from maybe people who are not necessarily people of faith?
Yes, and in fact, it warms my heart when a reader tells me they fell away from their faith or they were really struggling, and then they came back to the Bible, their faith, and one person told me they started going to church again after reading The Faithful Ones, and another read The Peacemaker and was going through a difficult divorce, which I was going through at the time, and set, you know, held on, and you know, it helped her through that. So that's ultimately what I hope to do, is help people through a message of hope, faith, courage, that God does have a plan for them and will bring them through the tough times. So, yeah, that's how I was called. You were talking about private revelation, and I had one when I originally wrote The Faithful One. I was in a really dark place, and God brought me through that. I was like Job and didn't even know it at the time, and brought me through all of my Job-like trials at the time, tapped me on the shoulder to write that first novel, and I struggled with it. I resisted. I thought, oh, I don't know, and it took me about 8 years to write it, and then that opened up the door to The Peacemaker, The Runaway Prophet, and now The Jealous Son.
And last thing for you,
on the way.
I was just going to ask that. Last thing, you want to spill on what maybe the next story will be about?
Sure. The next one, I believe, will be based on Solomon. I've started to write it in my head. I've written a few pages, and I've met a Solomon-like person who is very wealthy and wise, but there are definitely some twists and turns in that story. I've been really busy as a speaker and book coach, also helping other writers become authors. So that business is taking off. So I'm juggling the two, but don't worry. My passion is to reimagine Bible stories and in an entertaining way so that people really come back to the Bible.
Great. And final thing, what's the best way for our listeners to get a hold of The Jealous Son or any of your other works?
All of my books, all four, are available wherever books are sold. If you don't see it in your local library or bookstore, just ask for it. They can order it. It's available online at various booksellers, and they can visit my website for more information and for neat book trailers, little movies on the books. And it's www.michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Chynoweth, Chynoweth.com.
All right. And if you weren't able to get that down, I know a lot of folks aren't because they're driving and whatnot. Just go to my website, GusLloyd.com, after the show. Click on the Seize the Day page, and we will give you the links that you need to get a hold of The Jealous Son by Michelle Chynoweth. Michelle, as always, thank you for being with us. God bless you. I know it's more than just a gig for you. It's a ministry. And I know that God will continue to bless you in that. The Jealous Son by Michelle Chynoweth, a novel. And again, just go to GusLloyd.com after the show today, and you can get the links to find this fine story.